Last week, my company Sideways 8 was acquired. We became a part of Dragon Army, and so now we're a part of a larger agency with more capabilities. And so this has been my first week as a part of a new company, my first week in a, quote, new job for the first time in probably 12 years. And it's got me thinking about how a fresh start is an amazing way to slow down and to reassess where you are, because you can clear out inboxes and you can clear out task lists and you can clear out all this clutter that's distracting from your main purpose. And now I can walk into this new job and I can figure out what is my main purpose here and what are the things I can do to best accomplish that purpose. And, you know, not only that, but I recently moved, and a move is a great fresh start. You get rid of stuff, but then also you can reassess as you're unpacking. Do I want to put this thing in this drawer? Do I need this thing at all? Or what about these books? Do I need these books, or where should I put those bookcases? A fresh start, a fresh perspective, a moment of slowing down and reassessing is really an amazing thing for mental clarity. It helps us to know what's genuinely important, and it helps us to slow down. Hi, I'm Adam Walker, and this is Wild Daring Greatly. Now, you may notice that I've changed the name of my show. I used to call all of my publications The Slowdown, but I've been realizing that life is about more than just slowing down. And I wanted a category by which I could create content in a broader sense that would speak to the person that I am and to the person that I want to become. And so as I was thinking about, you know, what do I call this thing? I began looking at different quotes that have inspired me over the years. And the first quote that I went to is kind of one of my go-to quotes. It's a quote by Theodore Roosevelt that he gave in one of his speeches. And I'll read it to you. It is not the critic who counts, not the man who points out how the strong man stumbles, or where the doer of deeds could have done them better. The credit belongs to the man who is actually in the arena, whose face is marred by dust and sweat and blood, who strives valiantly, who errs, who comes up short again and again, because there is no effort without error or shortcoming, but who does actually strive to do the deeds. Who knows great enthusiasms, the great devotions, who spends himself in a worthy cause, who at the best knows in the end the triumph of high achievement, and who at the worst, if he fails, at least fails while daring greatly, so that his place shall never be with those cold and timid souls who neither know victory nor defeat. I want to dare greatly. I want to live while daring greatly. I want to love while daring greatly. I want to work while daring greatly. I want to write. I want to parent. I want to travel. I want to do everything that I do while daring greatly. I want to be the man in the arena, and I'll fail. I will fail, and that's okay. But I want to know victory or defeat. I want to be the man trying. I want to dare greatly. So as I create content, that's the lens through which I will create it. I want to dare greatly. I want to offer hope. And I want to hopefully be an encouragement so that other people can dare greatly as well. So stay tuned. Subscribe to my YouTube channel. Subscribe to my podcast. Follow me on Medium and on Instagram and on Twitter. And stay tuned, because it's a fun ride. Parenting and leading and growing and creating. It's a fun ride while daring greatly.